Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 29th, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite care and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp had hundreds of special education students out this past week enjoying archery, arts and crafts, train rides, zip line rides, you name it. They had a wonderful time. Campers came from Springville, North Fayette, Lindgrove Elementary, Bowman Woods Elementary, and overnight stays from a variety of schools, including Harlan Elementary, BGM, which is Brooklyn, Guernsey, and Malcolm, Cardinal, and many other locations. Everyone had a wonderful time. We also had our friends from Oak Knoll Retirement Community in Iowa City come up and enjoy a day at Camp Courageous. A lot of fun with them. The Camp Courageous Travel Program recently took a group of campers and they headed to the Wisconsin Dells for a few days. Here is Stephen Leck of Loudoun and Brianna McFarlane from Reach for Your Potential in Iowa City talking a little bit about our Camp's Travel Program with Camp's Program Director, Katie Ryan.
I'm Stephen Licht. I'm from Loudoun, but I'm going to be moving back to Monticello.
Do you remember what one of your first trips was?
I know I went on the St. Louis trip. I know I went to Nashville last year, the week trip. And I know I went to Pigeon Forge.
How many trips do you think you've gone on?
Maybe six.
Having gone on six trips, you're kind of a veterans traveler now. Can you tell us a little bit about why you like to travel with Camp Courageous?
It's a fun trip to go on and fun people to meet.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you did on those trips?
On St. Louis, we went in the Arch. That was fun. Nashville, we went to the Cooters Museum. That was fun. I know I went to quite a few trips.
Wonderful. And then today, where are you headed to?
Wisconsin Dells for 3 days.
Very nice. What are you most excited about for this trip?
Just seeing things and that stuff.
Anything you would like to tell somebody that's thinking about traveling with Camp Courageous?
Try it. See if you like it. If you don't, at least you tried it, you know?
I'm here with Brianna.
Yep, or Bree. I'm from Iowa City.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you're here today?
I'm going on a Camp Courageous trip.
Where are you going?
Wisconsin Dells.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Meeting new people and hanging out with new staff too.
Do you know what you're doing on your trip? Did you read your itinerary?
We're gonna go on the duck rides and we're gonna go to Paul Bunyan's restaurant and we're gonna go to the water park.
And this is not your first time traveling with Camp Courageous, correct?
Not for like 3 days. I've been on a week trip.
Where else did you go with Camp Courageous?
I went to Nashville, Tennessee with Stephen last January.
Wonderful. And how was that trip?
I loved it. I love country music.
So Nashville was your place.
Yes.
If you could pick somewhere else, anywhere else that maybe isn't on the Camp Courageous schedule yet, where would you go?
Canada. Because I've never been out of the United States.
Oh, okay. I do believe we have one coming up in July to Toronto.
Ooh.
So maybe you'll have to add it to your list.
I have to get my passport before then.
Yes.
And I love Camp Courageous.
What do you love about it?
The people are nice. The staff are nice. The people I hang out with have disabilities, and I don't care if you have a disability or not. It's a good place to be.
Thanks, Katie, Stephen, and Brianna. The 15th annual Camp Courageous Iowa Hawkeye Spring Tailgate Party is going on right now at Hanson Football Performance Center in Iowa City. A big thank you to the Iowa coaches, ball players, and staff for making this possible. And a huge thank you to camp board member and dear friend Glenn Haskins from Dubuque and Molo Oil for providing an incredible breakfast this morning of hot pancakes and all the trimmings, along with t-shirts for every one of the campers of football to have the players autograph and so much more. We'll be heading from there up to John Slusher's funeral service in Marion at the Methodist Church there. Peg and John Slusher have been longtime supporters of the camp. They recently provided camp with our medical ranger. They called the ranger Hawkeye. So if we need an ambulance type situation someplace, we're not calling for an ambulance, but we're calling for Hawkeye to come to a different location at the camp. A huge addition to the camp. John's service is at 11 o'clock this morning at the Methodist Church. And our sincere sympathy goes out to Peg and her entire family. Big day tomorrow, the annual Camp Courageous Omelet Breakfast and Open House. Camp will be serving fresh, made-to-order omelets, sausage, toast, milk, juice, and much more. Adults are $10. Children are $5, 12 and under. It takes place in the camp's main lodge area. And there'll be zip line rides available. You'll be able to see the construction going on of the new miniature golf course, the multi-purpose field as far as its updates. You can take a train ride and so much more. You also have the opportunity to see the 2013 Fiat 500 that Camp Courageous will be raffling off. It'll be right in front of the main lodge. Camp Courageous is located just 5 miles southeast of Monticello, off of exit 65 on 151, or you can turn south on Highway 38. It's just a short distance and it's well marked. If you're coming out here and you're driving an electric vehicle, thanks to our good friends at New Leader Manufacturing, they've provided Camp Courageous with a 50 kilowatt level 3 DC fast charger for electric vehicles. It's right here on our main parking lot. And with nearly 100,000 visitors to Camp Courageous each year, it's just a great new addition to the camp. Memorials this past week where our dear loved ones have passed away and had their memorials go to Camp Courageous included Cecilia Hager. Cecilia had her roots in Bellevue, Iowa, a great community along the Mississippi. Our need of the week are smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. You can get these 2-in-1 at a variety of locations on Amazon wish list. They run about $38, and we could use all of those that we can get for not only here at Base Camp, up at the Manchester Garage Sale and throughout the area. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Hopefully we'll see you out here on Sunday for the annual Omelet Breakfast and Open House. We wish you the very best in 2023. We sincerely are grateful to you for listening. Thank you.